Station, any station. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Can I have a radio check, please?
4, Delta Mike Whiskey, you're loud and clear.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it, bud. And Kilo Oscar, no, Kilo Echo Zero UUX. You up on Mount Pisgah tonight, sir?
Roger, roger. Yeah, I just wanted to get a
check. Way down in the noise, just about borderline not copyable. I can get your call sign. That's about it.
Roger.
KN4NUE, KN4RJN. What's up there, Chad?
Hey, John. What's going on with you, bud? You doing all right up your way?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, we got some pretty heavy rain this afternoon, finally. Maybe the grass will turn back green instead of the crunchy brown it has been, but yeah. We're doing all right.
Last night was pretty rough. I was up at the up in Liberty, and you ever been in one of those situations where you just kind of put your hands over your ears and you just have to say in your mind, focus, focus, focus. It was thunder and lightning was really bad, and the rain was just, it was horrendous. It just poured, and it was so loud in the cabin. I got a tin roof on the cabin. It was so loud, I couldn't hear anything.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I've got medication for my dog for that sort of thing, but, because he does not like thunderstorms or fireworks or gunshots or any of that stuff, so he gets pretty nervous when that starts happening. The rain was coming down this afternoon. It wasn't thundering that much, but just the sound of the rain coming down. It was coming down pretty hard there for a little while. So, yeah, I hear you.
Appreciate it. John, I got about 5 minutes before the net starts, and I need to take care of a little business here on the computer and all before it starts. So I'll pick you up on the net, but let me get this wrapped up so I can sound halfway proficient tonight. So 73s for now. I'll talk with you in a little bit, John.
This is KN4RJN. Roger that, buddy. We'll talk at you later. KN4RJN, clear.
KO4NUE, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, will begin in 1 minute. Q, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. We'll go and start the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChu portion. We'll start with the pre-check-ins tonight, starting with K4XMR, Mr. Cornell and Prosperity, W2AMD Andy in Simpsonville, KG4PFI Don in Piedmont, KO4QLQ Miss Linda in Piedmont, W4DF Don in Boiling Springs, KJ4TIQ Philip in Easley, KI4LZI Andy in Table Rock, K4OSH Pat in Malden, KJ4UHF Jack in Greenville, KX4YM Scott in Greenville, K4OIM Walt in Inman, N4MRY Mary in Piedmont, and K2AXQ Ken in Pickens, K4ROW Richard in Greenville, KC4W Bill in Anderson, and W2MJB Mark in Simpsonville, KN4HTP Miss Wendy in Simpsonville, and KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. Using the pre-check-in function on this repeater. All right, with that, we'll move on to the EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, excuse me, North Carolina, and I'll hang around.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Stephen Inman, and I'll be negative and negative.
KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Mr. John, I have you down for comments tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KN4D Inman. And before we move on to the next check-in, let me go ahead and recognize my wife, KO4RYP, who's sitting here beside me, watching over my shoulders tonight. All right, so with that, we'll go ahead and move on to the RF portion of the check-in. And tonight being Saturday night, we'll start with Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. T-Chat, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be in and out tonight. 73.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Thomas Anna, we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
NUE. Chad. Please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
For NUE. Please check in out of order. Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL, Leroy Taylor's negative and negative. Good evening, Chad.
UE. Chad, please check in. November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
Good group. Let's start at the beginning and recognize KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey. That's Mr. Rick. He brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont tonight. And Miss Rick and Miss Lorena, hope y'all are doing well. Also, we'd like to welcome W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer, and KN4CHY, Mr. Keith and Seneca, KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt and Greenville, and KA5WLL. That's Mr. Leroy in Taylor's. And Leroy, you got a really good signal coming into the repeater tonight. So, Mr. Jerry, N4DJC from Anderson. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. All right, let's make one more call. Alpha through Delta, any station, Alpha through Delta, in case I missed anybody, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with the suffix that begins with Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. 4, Echo, Foxtrot, Tango, Shannon, in Hendersonville.
For NUE. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, KC4EZN, Harry, and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks, Chad.
Let's go ahead and recognize KM4EFT, that's Miss Shannon, up in Hendersonville. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry up in Candler. All right, any more stations, Echo through Hotel, please call Harry, I'm tired. Can you give me your call one more time, sir? I know it, but I just can't get it tonight.
Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, KC4EZN.
All right, the net would like to recognize also KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up in Candler. All right, let's move on to the next group, which will be India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima. Please call KO4NUE.
NUE. QE, this is Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
QE, Nick and Miss Anna are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, W4IOE, City in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Chad. Good evening to you and Anna, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO, that's Mr. James, up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, I hope you were doing well up there tonight, sir. And also Mr. Sid from Fletcher, North Carolina, W4IOE. Sid, I hope you were doing well too, sir. All right, any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. Hertz, we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa. Please call KO4NUE.
UE. Good news, second. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm back on the mobile tonight, Chad. 7PDU, and all on the net. Be negative, negative.
Go ahead and recognize KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred in Piedmont. Fred, you be careful out there mobiling around tonight, sir. All right, are there any more stations? Mike through Papa. Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station. Ends in Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4NUE.
Venture Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic, no round table.
Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. This is Robert in Joanna, South Carolina. I don't have anything to say tonight as far as traffic, but I am going to hang around and listen. Hope everyone's having a pleasant night. 73s.
4 in New E. In Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty. I have no traffic, and my intent for comment is negative.
For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to recognize KF4RVO, that's Mr. J.D. in Berea. And KD4SRR, that's Mr. Robert down in Joanna tonight. And Robert, I hope you are doing well. Also, we'd like to recognize KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris up in Liberty. Chris, hope you were doing well tonight, sir. Okay, we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform Through Zulu. Any station, Uniform Through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Bravo 4, Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
Any station, Uniform Through Zulu, go ahead. I'll come back and get you rechecked.
Control. And Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar, Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of laws, and we're negative and negative.
QE. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Right there. Let me go back and grab a recheck before I recognize these stations. Go ahead, recheck.
Give up my call. It sounds like you said an O on the end. This is Kilowatt Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. This is KF4RV. You sound like a, you said O on the end, over.
I'm sorry. Can you give me your call one more time? I'm on the struggle bus tonight. I'm sorry.
Just get a light. Hot shot. Four. Romeo Victor Hotel.
Okay. My mistake, JD. All right. Let's go ahead and recognize KF4RVH, Mr. JD in Berea. And also KB4ZVM, that's Mr. Dan in Greer. W4WOZ, that's Mr. Rod in the land of Waz. And Rod, I hope Dorothy's doing well up there. Also K4XB, and that's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. All right, we'll make one more call. Uniform Through Zulu. Any station, Uniform Through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
That control is K0UQX, Mount Mississippi Campground, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, recognize KE0U, Mr. John up in Mount Pisgah. Is that correct, sir?
Sir.
All right, we'd like to recognize KE0UUX. That's Mr. Joe up in Mount Pisgah. All right, we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group tonight. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick and Penrose. And Chad, I will be in and out tonight. I have no traffic.
For NUE. And please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. I do hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
D8RON. Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. Well, correction, one comment, and I'll be listening.
Go ahead and recognize KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. And KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. And he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and Donna and Larry are in Greer. Also, we'd like to welcome WD8RON, Mr. Ed, up in Brevard. And Ed, I have you down for some comments too, as well, sir. All right, let's go ahead and make one more call, Alpha 3 Zulu. Make sure we got everybody. Any station, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Please check in Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor. My name is Mark. I am in Belton, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening. Over.
We'd like to recognize and welcome Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor, Mr. Mark in Belton. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Mr. Mark. And I think that's the first time I've got you on my log, sir. Okay, let's move to Echo Link stations real quick. Any station, Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Whiskey Foxtrot Charlie. Name here's Keith Anderson. No traffic.
Welcome via Echo Link tonight, KB2WFC. That's Mr. Keith N. Anderson. All right. With that, we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you for checking in tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for RACG may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now start with the RACG portion. The first on the stump tonight is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. Go ahead, Mr. John.
This is KN4RJN. Well, Chad, I told you earlier we got quite a bit of rain up here, and so maybe the grass will turn green again. Want to let you know that coming up Wednesday, I believe it is. Let me double-check that real quick. Yeah, Wednesday is a full moon and a super moon. It's known as the full buck moon. Why, I don't know, but various indigenous tribes of the United States have called it various things. It's called the buck moon, sometimes the thunder moon, or the hay moon. And it's always near the stars of the Sagittarius or Capricornus. Various tribes, the Ojibwe people of the Great Lakes region called it the halfway summer moon or the raspberry moon. Cherokees called it the corn in the tassel moon. The Cree Nation of Central Canada called it the feather molting moon, referring to the wild waterfowl habits. And the Mohawks called it the fruits of the ripened moon. And there you have it. Anyway, that will be Wednesday. It'll be a super moon. It's closer to the Earth than normal, and it's a little bit brighter, about 16% brighter, and about 6% larger. And on Saturday, July 16th, Jupiter is back in the evening sky, and will be around for a while. And if you got a decent, it'll appear just before midnight on Saturday, July 16th, and then it'll come up a little bit earlier, about 4 minutes earlier each night. Good set of binoculars will show you the four Galilean moons, or if you got a backyard telescope, it'll be a little bit better view of the moons, and you can see the bands stretching across the thing. The Great Red Spot, which I have yet to spot, by the way, we'll cross the planet every second or third night or so. So if we have clear skies at that point in time, I'm going to be looking for that. Other than that, that's the big things that are happening in the sky in the next several days. Other than that, how are you and Anna doing?
The NUE with KN4RJN, Mr. John up in Brown Summit. John, I'm struggling tonight. We had an event with some fellow hams today, and we got toward the end of the day, and I was putting some chairs up in storage, and and there were quite a few red wasp nests up in the ceiling of the storage container. And evidently, I made them pretty mad, and they got me pretty good. You know where the little open portion is on the back of your hat, that little D-shaped place where the headband is? They got me several times through, you know, the hole in my cap, and I'm kind of struggling just a little bit. I'm a little bit allergic to red wasp, and it's just kind of hard to focus a little bit. I'm sure that's pretty obvious after missing so many calls, but other than that, I mean, things are going pretty well. And as far as the moons go, John, how about we just go with how about we go with supermoon? How about that?
This is KN4RJN. Well, when I was maybe 8 or 9 or 10 years old, I don't remember, I was out running around one summer, beautiful summer day in amongst the clover, barefoot naturally, and I felt something fuzzy on my foot. I looked down, there was a bumblebee, and apparently, you know, he didn't care to be there, so he stung me, and my leg swelled up to my knee, about the size of a horse's leg, and my mother took me to the doctor, and the doctor gave me some good advice at that point in time. He said, John, don't get stung again, and I have tried to live by that for the rest of my days. So I try not to anger wasps, bees, anything with a stinger, especially wasps, because unlike bees, when they can only sting you once, and then they lose their stinger, but a wasp does not, so he can hit you multiple times. They're working on my deck out on back. Had some workmen doing some stuff down there, and they were underneath there putting a shield under the deck that would catch the rainwater and run it out so I can keep that area under the deck dry, and they hit a wasp nest, and the guy got stung, and it raised a pretty good-sized welt on him, but yeah, we try to avoid those as much as you can. I don't know what to tell you, but I hope evidently you're not too terribly allergic to them, or you wouldn't be on the radio this evening. But yeah, those things hurt.
Do hurt. I don't have breathing issues or anything when I get stung. It's just I get pretty dizzy and get a little bit disoriented if it's bad enough, but. The problem is it's a shipping container, and when I walked in to start putting the chairs up, I mean, I didn't do anything to provoke them other than just entering the door, and as soon as, you know, I don't know how many times I've been stung, I mean, it feels like twice, maybe three, I ran to the back side of the shipping container instead of running out the door. So it's, you know, kind of got trapped in there a little bit because they were angry. I mean, just, I don't know exactly what I did to provoke them, but, you know, normally they don't bother me too bad. You know, they'll start flapping their wings and, you know, give you a warning, but there was no warning whatsoever. I mean, and the thing was, the nest was, I don't know, it looked about 4 or 4.5 inches across. I mean, it was a big nest. But they did not like me being in there, and I didn't appreciate that. So I got something for them next time I go back up there.
For RGN, well, yeah, that. That run in the wrong direction was a tactical error there. But if you're still a little disoriented, let me help you out here. You're on the third planet from the sun on the North American continent, and the state that you're in is called South Carolina. Does that help?
Thank you for clarifying that. And, you know, normally. Oh, give me a second. KO4NUE with KN4RJN, Mr. John from Brown Summit. I normally don't run the other way. You know, I'll kind of look around to see, you know, hey, what is that causing all this pain? And once I figure out what it is, I'm going to kill it. But this time, no, I just, you know, just kind of happened, and they were just all stirred up, and, you know, I ran through a couple of them buzzing around a little bit, and just, you know, made it out of the front of the thing, and got some water and doused it on my head. I tried to put a little bit of chewing tobacco on it, but, you know, that don't work on your scalp too well. But they got me good, but it won't happen again, because that same bottle of spray I sprayed on that spider under your son's hood, yeah, I got something for him, and it's payback time when I get back up there.
This is KN4RJN. Well, it makes sense that you would have run to the back, because you got hit in the back, and if you get hit in the back, you tend to run away from it, so you're running forward. But yeah, I got some stuff that is foams, and you just shoot it, and it's got a 20-foot shot radius, so you hit the nest and it foams, and then that just encases them, and they come dropping out dead, and that pretty well takes care of the nest. But yeah, I'll give you the same advice that the doctor gave me. Try not to get stung again.
Hi, John. And I'll take it. I will. But like I said, that doesn't mean that they're not going to pay a price for it. So I don't know how much venom he had, but I think he probably put all of it in the back of my scalp, because it's, I'm pretty disoriented. But at any rate, with John, appreciate you talking with me tonight. I'm gonna move on down the log and take care of the others I've got. But you be careful up there in Brown Summit, and hope your son is doing. Cubby is back. He got back from the Ukraine yesterday, and he's wanting to get together and talk. So I'm kind of anxious to see what he's got to say. When I find out, get a chance to talk with him, I'll give you a holler. But I'll let you know when I find out.
This is KN4RJN. Well, I'm glad he's back, and I'm sure you are too. So give my best to Anna, and we'll say 73s and back on out of here. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.
NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any station that would like to check in tonight, please call KO4NUE. Any station.
Next, please check in Kilo 4, Yankee Uniform Kilo. My name is Mike. I'm in StarTex, and I'll be negative and negative.
Trying to check in. There was no audio. Just want to let you know. You can open the repeater, but there's no audio. So let me move on to EchoLink real quick. And any station on EchoLink that would like to check in, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. This is Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Lima Delta, KF4CLD. I am Allen in Atwater, California. No traffic. No roundtable. Good evening, Chad. Everyone else on the net.
I can recognize what we have so far. And that's Kilo 4, Yankee Uniform Kilo. That's Mr. Mike in StarTex. And KF4CLD. That's Mr. Allen in Atwater, California. Appreciate you guys checking in with me tonight. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE.
Chad and Miss Anna and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. Joy will be in and out. I have no traffic. Good evening to you and Anna and all on the net.
K4REI, Kilo 4, Romeo, Echo, India, Walt in Hendersonville. I'm on 5 watts tonight. 5 watts.
If we can sort this out. So let's go ahead and recognize what we've got, but last station it called in. All I was able to copy was Oscar Victor in your call, no name, and location was Greer. So let me go ahead and recognize KI4DOS, and that's Mr. Gary in Easley. Gary, I have you down for some comments, sir. And also K3JOY, that's Miss Joy, Gary's beautiful little bride in Easley. And also K4REI, Mr. Walt on 5 watts from Hendersonville tonight. And Mr. Walt, I don't know what you've done with the radio or antenna, but whatever it is, keep on doing it, because you got a really nice signal coming into the repeater tonight. Okay, last call-in station. Location was Greer. Call sign has an Oscar and a Victor in it. Let's try again, sir.
This is November 4, Quebec, November Victor, back on base station. It's Brian in Greer. I'll be negative, negative.
And I kind of got you that time. Signal was very clean, very clear. I'm just slow tonight, so can you slow your call down just for a little bit for me, and let me have your call one more time, sir.
Roger that. This is November 4, Quebec, November Victor.
By that time, Brian. November 4, Quebec, November Victor. Mr. Brian in Greer. All right. Are there any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. Move next on the stump tonight is KK4JBQ, and that's Mr. Larry N. Greer. Larry, go ahead and take it, sir.
NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, hello, Chad. Good to talk with you. I'll try not to press hard. I can tell that you are laboring with pain. Let's see. Oh, first things first. I was late to the net because Donna and I were notified of passing away of one of a friend in our circle, and so we sat down. We spoke about that for quite some time, and I missed the first of the net. So, if there are any announcements, I missed them. Is there anything that you'd like to repeat?
Nothing, no announcements, no formal traffic. Mr. Walt did check in via the pre-check-in tonight, and Mr. Rick checked in, Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle. A couple of new calls that I haven't had in my logbook that some kind of glad to have, so I'll put those in my call, in my book. One was Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor, Mr. Mark in Belton, and KM4EFT, that's Miss Shannon in Hendersonville. So, pretty uneventful night tonight, so, but we can change that, so you don't worry about me, what you want to talk about.
Okay, well, I guess the high point of my day was my deciding that I needed to do a little yard work. And I found out just how much I've lost in not the skill to do yard work, but the endurance. You know, just just lately, within the last 3 months or so, I lost a good bit of weight. And as a matter of fact, I'm wearing a new pair of pants that's 2 inches smaller than what I've been wearing. Donna got me a couple of pairs of new pants that aren't falling off of me for my birthday here recently. Very much appreciated. But I went out there today and just lit into it because I got tired of looking at it. You know how that is. And I pushed and I pushed. I went all lathered up with insect repellent because they just eat me alive. Mosquitoes just eat me. I must be sweet or something, as my mama used to say. My dad never had a problem with mosquitoes. Never. Ever. And my sister, kind of same chemistry, I guess. But I really am food for mosquitoes. So I went out there smelling like insect repellent. I thought myself, I'll smell this way the rest of the day. Well, if that sounded like I cursed, I did not curse. It was so hot that I just wet my clothes clean through. So I was first thing coming back, I was happy to have done something to make things look a little better. But I jumped in the shower, and I feel super. I just feel, a good sweat, and get in the rain locker, as Gary calls it. I was just thrilled. It's a part of living. Get grungy dirty, and then get clean, and you feel better. You just feel better. Well, how's that? KK4JBQ.
NUE and KQ4JBQ, Mr. Larry, on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Larry, today we had a get-together up in Liberty with 24 hams, all under one building. And I'm telling you what, I'm so excited about that, I don't know what to do. We had such a best time. And, I've got to have to socialize and share a meal and share some fellowship. And I got to meet some people that I have heard their voices for some time. But I think the highlight for me was the female net controller on the Anderson net. Her name, my mind is so tired, I'll remember it in the morning. But I have talked with her several times over the year, checking in from time to time. And we finally got to meet today. And it was just, you hear people talk and you carry on a conversation with people over the radio. But it's kind of an amazing thing when you get to see someone face to face for the first time and shake their hand or, just sit down and have some fellowship, And I tell you, today I felt like for the first time in a long time that the COVID shadow has started to dissipate a little bit. And I got to be honest with you, that was a really good feeling for me. I personally had a wonderful time today.
Excellent. Just excellent. To get together, I tried to listen closely, but I didn't catch whether it was what sort of reunion it might have been that you saw so many. Anyway, you can come back with that, but let's see. Was it Jennifer Sontag?
KK4JBQ. No, it was not. I think she is
she's no longer calling the net. But, well, I don't want to, I can remember her last name, but I don't want to say that over the air. But, yeah, it was not Jennifer.
Contact. Margie, KI4DOS.
That's it, Margie, Miss Margie. And, you know, I've checked in with her over the, you know, the year several times, and she's always been, you know, well, tell me about the deer camp. What is this place? Well, this, that, and the other. So, so today, she got to see it for the first time, and I got to meet her husband as well, and just super wonderful people. And for me, that's what this is all about. It's got nothing to do with the radio. I enjoy the radios, but that's just like it's a tool. And for me, today was I got to fellowship with some people and meet some new people and got to serve some really wonderful food and have a little bit of community service with them as well. And that was just, that's always great for me. I enjoy that kind of stuff.
Chad, this hobby is, oh, it's about radios, it's about antennas, it's about field days and other contests and all that, but it's mostly people. It's you know, I look back over the last 10 years, and it's been the people I've met, gotten close to, made friends with, learned to respect, more so than any other thing I've done in my life, any other endeavor that I got myself wrapped up in. And that's saying something. It really is. It's saying a very good thing about this hobby of ours. Matter of fact, the fellow who jumped into our QSO just recently, Michael, KE4NHW, I hadn't talked with Michael in a long time, but in contact with Michael, he was kind of new at the, I think he had just gotten his extra class license, and he wanted to put up an antenna, and this was the first antenna that I had ever had any experience with, and I was his ground crew. So he spoke about the design of it and where he got his materials and all that. It was a real project, you know. And we put that thing up and got on the air, and it was like nothing else I'd ever experienced. Nothing else, because we'd done it ourselves. When he moved into this house that where we were putting up the antenna, the previous owner had left a long extension cord. That would be like a 100-foot extension cord. So he says, so I just split that thing in half, opened it up as a heavy-duty thing. You know, it was 12-gauge stranded, but it was three-conductor, you know. So we opened that thing up and put 100-foot one way and 100-foot the other way, and I think it was Carolina Windham that we put up there, which includes some open feed, some window line, about 26 feet of it at the feed point, and then a run of coax to his shack, and we sat there and just whiled away the afternoon making contacts. It was really super. So yes, And Margie, I remember seeing her at one of the upstate ham fests, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society ham fests. And she had just purchased her first CW key. And we sat there and played with it. I knew very little. But she was so excited about that. So I knew enough to make adjustments oddly. I knew enough to make adjustments for the contacts. It was an iambic key. And it was just thrilling. And this, in this hobby, you can have that happen every day. Am I right?
QE with KK4JBQ. You're right. But I tell you one thing that I'm learning is with this that I watched today that I got to see some people who have known each other for years but have not really gotten together for anything other than just straight up fellowship. And everybody brought a plate or a side dish or a dessert, and Gary came and he brought Miss Joyce World's Best Baked Beans. I don't like baked beans, but I'm going to tell you right now, they're the best beans I ever put in my mouth. And we had cake, we had watermelon, ice cream, and there was a couple of people that, well, I had some fans down there running on a generator in this outside shed near the river, and there was a couple of people asked to turn the fans off so that they could, you know, so they could talk and fellowship. And I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm making too big of a deal of it, but I don't know. I just kind of enjoyed meeting those people. You know, it's just, it was a good day.
This is what it's supposed to be. It really is. It really is what it's supposed to be. And it's about time. You know, we've been in situation for years now that it's not supposed to be that way. But what we're talking about here is this is the way it's supposed to be. Chad, it's always good to talk with you, and I'm just kind of anxious to hear what you and Gary have to say together. So I'll be moving along and hoping everybody has a good night. We're having pouring down rain here. My little sister used to say, it's pouring down rainy. Anytime I can think of her. Bless her heart, she's gone now. Hey, have yourself a good night. This is KK4JBQ.
I appreciate you dropping by and talking with me for a few minutes. And it's been a pleasure. It really has. So, with that, let me, Mr. Gary, for, let's see, I think Mr. Ed's next. Let me make one more call for any station, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check in. This is Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on down the log, and next on the list is WDARON. That's Mr. Ed in Brevard. Go ahead, Ed.
DARON. I had an experience yesterday and today that I would like to pass on to everybody. I have always had a problem with screw extractors. I'm sure a lot of you have tried using them. I had a piece of equipment with two set screws, two hex screws, very small, and I was trying to get them out, and I didn't have a hex wrench the right size, and they were old and worn. So I went down to the hardware store, tried to find a wrench, and could not find one the right size. And the clerk there recommended a left twist drill, which I had never heard of. I guess I always use right twist drills. Well, I got a 1/8 inch left twist drill, came back, used them on the set screws, and they worked great, much easier and better than the normal extractors.
QE and WD8RON, you're exactly right, Mr. Ed. Left-handed screws work really well because they provide a little bit of heat and a little bit of vibration. But don't ever use them in a drill press when you're extracting a screw. What happens is the screw tries to back out, and because it's on a drill press, it's, you know, got nowhere to go, and it'll always damage the drill bit or break it or whatnot. But I keep a set of left-handed drill bits down in the shop, Those are very prized, by the way, in my shop, because they're, you know, you just don't use them for, I don't use them for anything but that. And sometimes it works, sometimes you get lucky, you know. Normally, if it comes in down here at the machine shop, it's, you know, it's usually pretty bad. Somebody's boogered it up or tried to, you know, get it out or whatnot. But I'll give you another little tip here, a trick to try, is if the part that you're it's not going to be damaged by heat. Let's say the Allen wrench or screw is in a piece of metal that if you kind of warm it up a little bit or heat it up, is, you know, don't damage the thing with the heat. But if it can take a little bit of heat, just heat the material around the bolt and take some beeswax or some candle wax while it's hot, and just stick that wax to it just as fast as you can feed it, and just let it cool. And what happens is that metal expands around the threads, and that wax seeps down in it. And usually, if it's not too bad, it'll back right out. So try that next time.